Your call for abs now on 021-446-0567.
We're looking forward to hear you taking your calls as you've had the number there, 021-446-0567. That is the number that you have dialed. Certainly looking forward to having a conversation with you. So many things to be talking about. As you would have heard in the news wrap, we talked about the fact that some of the Bosasa former employees have been arrested and charged. They're out on 20,000 rand bail each. We're also talking about the mother of the learner at Sansusi, who has said that she finds the whole situation that she is disappointed and she has laid charges, and certainly people having a conversation around that. And also former Northwest Premier Supramo Mopelo has won a court challenge, effectively reinstating him as an ANC chairperson in the province. So many things to talk about. Have your say. Jason in Somerset West, let's talk about the State of the Nation address.
Good morning, Ebs. How are you?
Morning, Baba. I'm good. Thank you so much. What's on your mind?
Good, good, good. No, it's just regarding the State of the Nation's address. It's actually just about jobs, you know. I feel like this issue needs to be tackled, you know, because it doesn't matter about people saying that they work great or, you know, do something about it, and then down the line, nothing is being done about it. And to be quite honest with you, I'm not sure if you know where Ravelin Gauteng is, but originally, me and my family, we are from there, and then we moved down to Cape Town, you know. Basically, my father, carpentry, you know, and in Cape Town, you know, in the Western Cape, mostly carpentry is something that they do a lot. So we actually came just down here for, you know, job opportunities. And then ever since then, he's been working, we've been working, everything is sorted out.
Okay.
You know,
so indeed, like, yeah, let's tie that to the jobs. What was your point there?
My point is that, you know, jobs need to be created. In Gauteng, the place which is supposed to be the city of gold.
The biz hub. Okay.
Yeah, and there is no jobs.
I hear you. I understand.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. That is Jason in Somerset. We're saying that it's all about the jobs. And he's saying they shouldn't be, well, there should be jobs in the Western Cape, but more so in the hub of the African continent. That is Johannesburg. You may agree, you may disagree. Thank you.
Cape Talk. The lines are always open. Join the conversation on 021-446-0567.
Going to your calls, but just before that, an SMS saying, good morning, player. On Saturday, we'll be on top of the EPL again. On the 24th of Feb, the Mighty Reds will annihilate the Red Devils. We will put four past y'all. Form is temporary. Class is permanent. Tony from Stonehill, have a tantalizing Thursday, mate. Thank you so much for that, Tony. Dare I say, look, I've already given up on the English Premier League. Manchester United is not going to win it. But I'm just hoping my enemies also don't win it. Man City and Liverpool must fall. That being said, changing the whole conversation. Tandi in Wynberg, let's have a conversation.
Good morning.
Hi.
Interesting topic indeed. You know, I am a lover. I love the ANC. And I've been voting the ANC ever since. And but at the moment, you know, I'm on the fence. I don't even know what to expect in tonight's sauna. You know, purely because it looks like you know, all the president is doing is talking, and you know, his talking does not match his. You know, there are no actions from what he's saying. So
as they say, Tandi, his bark is worse than his bite.
So far, you know, because as we're seeing right now, the cabinet is still bloated. There's still youth unemployment, you know, because he promised so much. My problem with the president is he mentions numbers and he mentions big numbers, you know. So when you do that, when you fail, when you go back and say, but this is what you said, and why have you not done as you have promised, you know? So because that, if you're saying this is what I'm going to do, then we're going to monitor and see, you know, if this is what you have achieved. And so that is why it's showing that, you know, he is failing. So, yeah, my you know, like, you know, I'm expecting Absolutely nothing, because corruption is skyrocketing.
Okay. Tandi, I think we've got you there. That is Tandi in Windbreak. Thank you so much for your views. Brian in the CBD, good morning.
How are you, my brother?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much, Brian. Talk to me.
You know, what I want to talk about is, you know, I'm worried about this, what is happening with the ANC and what again, this other, the Northwest PEC case, you know, because, you know, this thing, they're exposing our liberation movement that it is still divided, and the unity that we are, it is being preached, it's not there, you know, and this is wounding this liberation movement. And it makes some of us to be skeptical about trusting the ANC with our votes. I mean, how do you trust a movement that is divided to run the country? You know, because these divisions, they also affect us in terms of service delivery. You know, because they end up forwarding people based on factions within the ANC to go and run maybe certain municipalities and certain departments. And, you know, it's scary. It's
you know, Brian, before I let you go, two things I'm going to say. First of all, you know, that the divisions are there. I think they are outright clear now that there are divisions there. The problem there is there now is that no one knows who's who in the zoo or in the camp or whatever you want to call it. That being said, also, Brian, I must say thank you, because in your conversation, you're one of the few people I keep hearing saying that the liberation movement, not the only liberation movement. So kudos to you on that one. But thank you so much for the call, Brian.
Thank you, Obi.
Thank you very much. Brian in the CBD, and then Anele Kwalanga.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Anele. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. Let's have a conversation.
Yes, you know, I expect empty promises, because last year their agenda was to the job creation. But even now, there's still no job, more especially for the young people of South Africa. And not only me, all of us, because the corruption of the because of the corruption that is happening in ANC and the money that they are misusing. And I also want to know, how is he going to stop the corruption in the ANC? Because there's a lot of people who lost their jobs last year. So, like, I really want to know.
I hear you. Anele Kwalanga, it's a good question to put out there. Thank you so much for your conversation. And so to you listening at home, thank you so much. We're still continuing with this conversation. We want to hear from you. What are some of your views on 021-446-0567?
Cape Talk. You can call us on 021-446-0567.
You may know by now that there have been a number of arrests with regards to the whole Bosasa issue. And so many of you having your comments such as Given in the CBD. Good morning to you, Given.
Good morning. Yes, I welcome the arrest by the Hawks yesterday. I think it's a step in the right direction. But I hope this time around they've got a strong case against these guys. Because, as you know, remember what happened to the Espina Dairy Farm in the Free State, and that one of Dibizani Zuma. They arrest these guys, but somewhere down the line, the provisional withdraw the case, saying that they don't have enough evidence to proceed. So I think this time, with the arrival of the new head of the NPA, I think, yeah, maybe the credibility of the NPA is coming back this time around.
I hear you loud and clear, Given. Thank you so much. That is Given in the CBD. Another one says on the WhatsApp line, hi, Abongile. Corruption in the African continent is the biggest one. I don't know how can we solve all these corruption issues. All donors, those who want to help Africa, totally, they don't want to due to corruption. So there are those that want to help Africa, but they can't because of corruption. This is from Grisium from Saldanha Bay. Grisium, thank you so much for your call. I see you on the profile picture there that you've got a Kaiser Chiefs shirt. Viva Makosi. We're putting it out there. Nikita in Alphandale. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Is that right?
Alphandale.
Yeah. All right. So yeah. Nikita, let's talk.
Yeah, so I just obviously listened to the last two callers, and it breaks my heart so much that unfortunately we still are hanging on to the old ANC. I know my mom was an activist as I was little, and by the way, I'm a millennial, so for me to talk about this. It really, I'm very passionate about the politics within South Africa right now. And unfortunately, it seems to be no light at the end of the tunnel with all the corruption that's happening within the country. And I'm proud to say that this is my first year of voting. I've registered to vote. And I would say that it's time to take the power out of the hands of the bigger political parties and start actually actioning a democracy. Because I think that, unfortunately, with the ANC and the DA and the EFF running the show, we're not really seeing the change that we're all hoping and praying for. And I think it's time to not just talk, as you've mentioned, to not just blow a loud whistle, but actually to take action and to stand up and say, right, it's time we actually stop talking about the ANC, the DA and the EFF's corruption, and let's make a stand. So, and unfortunately, the ANC and the DA... Well, mainly the ANC, because my mom was an ANC activist, and I won't mention her name.
Let me ask you this, Nikita, okay? So we're talking about the SONA, but then you're bringing something else into the fold. You're saying, talking about the ANC, the DA, and the EFF, this is now not the best way to go. So in your opinion, what's the best way to go now?
See, that's the unfortunate thing. We don't even have, because we're always just focused on those major political parties, and we're not really focusing on the smaller ones. So... for me, it's to find, those mission statements that actually resonate with the change that I want to see within this country, and I'm voting that way. And I think that being, as I said, youth of South Africa, that's where most of us are heading. And hopefully we'll see some major changes, but it's not going to happen overnight. And we can't expect fraud to just be, extinguished and removed from the country overnight. Unfortunately, there's been fraud in the apartheid government, there's been fraud within the ANC government, and it's obviously more evident within the ANC government because there is more, open speech, and we are able to actually expose the government, whereas before there wasn't any exposure.
Nikita, thank you so much for your call.